Your Excellencies, honored guests, respected veterans, ladies and gentlemen, may I welcome you to Southwark today. As today we celebrate the anniversary of the great victory, a day of peace, the triumph of justice on this day when good triumphed over evil and freedom triumphed over tyranny. 65 years have already passed, but every year on the 9th of May, we will continue to mourn those killed and to appreciate the depth of the abyss the world found itself staring into. The kind of terrible consequences to which violence and racial hatred, genocide and outrage committed against human beings could have led. We will always remember that such outrage caused fear, humiliation and death. We will forever honour everybody who gave their lives, those who fought and those who did their best working for allies on the home front. We will mourn those killed and fulfil the duty of survivors and their offspring to express our enormous human gratitude. 61 nations, almost 80% of the planet's population, found themselves drawn into the horror of World War II. The burning storm ranged not through Europe, but also through Asia and African nations. One of the reasons we hold these commemorations here at the Southwark Russian War Memorial is the fact that most brutal and crucial events which determined the outcome of that inhuman war unfolded on territory of the former Soviet Union. We know that the Soviet Union lost tens of millions of its citizens in years of the war. Today we are celebrating the courage of all Europeans who resisted fascism. We are fused together by our anguish, our memory, and our duty to pass on to those who come after us the spirit of the historical connection, common aspirations, and common hope. Today, I'm honored to be a part of these celebrations and salute all the veterans of World War II as we remember its victims.